Earlier this month, about a dozen citizens spent a weekend along the route of the Mountain Valley Pipeline. Volunteer monitors submitted close to 60 examples of what they deemed to be permit violations by the pipeline to the state environmental regulators. Citizen monitors say they're concerned state regulators don't have the bandwidth to effectively monitor construction across the pipeline's 300-mile route. Our energy and environment reporter Brittany Patterson reports that many states are grappling with pipeline monitoring. She says now citizens are getting involved.
As hydraulic fracturing, or fracking, has boomed in the Marcellus Shale, so too has pipeline construction in Ohio, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. Since 2015, federal regulators have approved the construction of 10 interstate natural gas pipelines through West Virginia. These multi-billion dollar pipelines will carry billions of cubic feet of natural gas from Appalachia to the East Coast, as well as other markets and for export. But some have been besieged by lawsuits over issues ranging from forest crossings to water permits. Activists have locked themselves to equipment and protested in trees. Now, some citizens are taking construction inspection into their own hands. About a dozen volunteers spent a recent hot August weekend visiting Mountain Valley Pipeline construction sites from Monroe to Doddridge counties.
There was several things that we saw.
Summers County resident and organic farmer Neil LaFerrier organized the three-day inspection blitz. He says volunteers documented small problems like poorly maintained erosion controls as well as much larger ones.
Sediment laden water in one situation was overflowing the controls and going directly into a creek. So definitely affecting the waterways of the state, which is a big violation.
LaFerrier got involved with citizen monitoring after MVP contractors repeatedly showered his organic farm with erosion control pellets. He learned firsthand how complicated navigating the reporting process could be.
So when we started the process of trying to figure out how can we help, how can we as citizens, you know, start to try and hold Mountain Valley Pipeline accountable for its construction practices, and also, to a degree, hold our state agency accountable because they're the ones that are supposed to be doing this, right? Not us.
LaFerrier was trained to collect complaints under a program run by conservation group, the West Virginia Rivers Coalition. Autumn Crow is their senior scientist.
We actually have a pipeline monitoring program that spurred off of our water quality monitoring program.
The program was created in 2012 to teach volunteers how to monitor their local trout streams to see if they were affected by the state's booming oil and gas industry. As more pipelines were approved for construction in West Virginia, the group expanded its reach.
So we expanded it even further to train citizens to be able to monitor visual impacts of pipeline construction, how to be able to spot a problem area along the construction route where sediment or erosion was getting into the streams, and then how to document that.
West Virginia Rivers collects the complaints and submits them to the West Virginia Department of Environmental Protection. The group worked with DEP's Enforcement Department to develop the training materials. In a follow-up interview, Crow said citizen monitoring, including this most recent violations blitz, fills an enforcement gap in West Virginia.
And what the VIO blitz was showing us is that there were multiple issues along the entire route that were not being addressed. And if not for our volunteers, a lot of those issues would have gone unnoticed.
The West Virginia DEP currently has 8 employees that handle pipeline inspections, up from just 3 in 2005. DEP spokesperson Terry Fletcher said in an email that the agency is confident in its ability to ensure pipelines are in compliance with their permits. But LaFerrier says the recent citizen inspections tell a different story. The Mountain Valley Pipeline alone traverses 200 miles in West Virginia.
They're not doing a good enough job. If we can go out and in 3 days find 60 violations here in West Virginia with a handful of people, how many violations, how many things are we missing? How many watersheds are being affected by this project that nobody's aware of?
West Virginia is not alone in its struggle to monitor pipeline construction. Part of the challenge with regulating these pipelines is that in addition to state agencies, multiple federal agencies are involved, says Sarah Gossman, an associate professor at the University of Arkansas School of Law.
So there are different levels of oversight by these different agencies, and I think anytime you have a fragmented legal system, it's difficult for that system to work collectively well, and it also creates a lot of confusion among citizens who are wondering who to call.
The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, approves a pipeline's route. The Pipeline and Hazardous Material Safety Administration is in charge of making sure it's safely constructed and responding if there's an accident. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers regulates construction impacts on wetlands and streams. And then state environmental agencies like the West Virginia DEP monitor the impacts of stormwater on pipeline construction sites. Gossman says citizen monitoring and advocacy have long been used as a tool in the environmental justice movement.
We're now seeing it applied to pipelines. And I think it makes sense in some ways because, again, just in terms of the resources that would be necessary to actually enforce compliance with all of our environmental laws, we don't have those resources, and it would frankly be very difficult to gather all of those resources within government agencies.
She says in recent years, Congress has given more money to the Pipeline and Hazardous Material Safety Administration for inspectors. The agency has approximately 160 pipeline safety inspectors covering construction across the country. But as more gas pipelines are proposed, Gossman says it's likely citizen voices will grow louder, not just about whether pipelines are being constructed safely, but whether they should be constructed at all, and questioning whether the disjointed federal agencies involved in regulating pipelines have it covered.
We need to think holistically about pipelines, about where they're placed, what it means to have an accident in that particular place, what it means to have, you know, issues around stormwater and wetlands impacts in that particular place over the long term, rather than treat each of these particular issues, construction, operation, emergency response, as being separate.
So far, DEP inspectors have investigated and reported on just a handful of the citizen complaints. No official violation notices have been issued. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Brittany Patterson.